Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuvam Mestav Kuf Tes Zayin. In stretch run last week of the Mesechta, Yuvam Mestav Kuf Tes Zayin. We are a little bit behind. We left off Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are roughly 12 lines down at the top of the page. Micha Shinan, first words in the line is Shemer Pinan, just to get our bearings. We were discussing whether or not a woman who comes back from overseas and claims her husband died, whether she's believed or not. We said if it's a Shas Shalom, and between her and her husband, and in the world at large, she's believed if it's a Shas Melchama, or this Ketata between her and her husband, the Gemara will describe in today's daf what exactly means Ketata between her and her husband, but if there's a fighting between her husband, or it's a Shas Melchama, she's not trusted to say the husband died. The Gemara then brought a case where it seemingly there was a Shas Melchama, and women tested the murder. I should go back a second. The murder brought a shaila where the eight echad is neman b'shas mecham. Is eight echad to say that the husband died b'shas mecham? Do we say eight echad is believed because he doesn't want to be proven to be a liar if the guy comes back alive? And that logic would apply to the case of mecham as well. Or do we say we rely on isha daika mitzvah that the wife is going to do thorough investigations before she gets remarried? So eight echad is coupled with daika mitzvah, and over here by mecham you won't have daika mitzvah. That's the mar shaila. Is eight echad neman tomorrow? Being a proof that there were women, multiple women that testified about some chacham that drowned on a boat and that they had died, and the Gemara says over there that the women have a din like eight echad. The Gemara says they have a din of eight echad, and they were believed. So it's a riot that eight echad is believed by mechama because we treat the drowning at sea like a story of mechama where they could be concerned that a bit damila, that a woman would say he's dead even though he's not dead yet. So over here we have a case where you have a similar scenario to Muhammad, and Eidechas believed. The Gemara deflected and said, and this really gets us into our current topic, the Gemara deflected and said, no, over there they were simanim. Over there they gave over simanim. They said they saw the actual dead body, not just they saw the boat capsize, they saw the dead bodies, and they gave simanim that were on the body that, well, they would have only known if they saw the actual bodies dead. They weren't well-known simanim. Obviously, they were discrete simanim. So the Gemara now is on the topic about the power of simanim. We spoke yesterday, there's a concept called the simanim muvuk, a very unique clear simon, and this is simon that's not so mavuk. Okay, so the Marta Shaila, that let's say Reuven leaves a pekadon of, it was actually a Maisa Shaya, where someone left a pekadon of sesame seeds by his friend, and then when he came to come collect it, the depositor came to collect it, the person, the shamer pekadon, said, I gave it back to you already. He said, what do you mean? The depositor said, there's a barrel, this is the size of sesame seeds in your house, and this place. And kachave, there was such a barrel, but the Shemir Pekadon says, yeah, there is such a barrel. I gave you yours back, and I purchased another barrel, the same size, whatever the unit of measurement was. Another unit of measurement, the same size. I bought it afterwards, and it's in the same spot, but it's a separate measurement. The shaila is, do we say that since it's the same exact amount, it's like a simon, and therefore he's able to, the depositor's belief to claim it back, or not? That was the shaila. So The more deflected and said, the more would be a raya. We see simanim work to say that the chacham had died on the boat. So if simanim work, it should work here as well. The more deflected and said, no. Over there was a clear simon. We said it's like a simon muvuk by the chachamim. Over here, people do buy similar amounts just because you have an amount and just because they have a location. That's not a clear simon. That's not a clear enough simon. Therefore, it won't work. People do empty their kalim and refill it with other stuff. Maybe the depositor stuff was given back, and this is new stuff. Maybe in the same kli, but new stuff that belongs to the shamer. That's the Gemara's reflection. So the Gemara now is going to debate: is there really a discussion whether or not people move things from place to place? Let's see. Says the Gemara, Umi Amalei Rav Markashisha Bar Chizul Ravashi Umi Chashin Shevapinon. Are we taka cheshish that maybe the contents of a container were emptied out and now there's new contents inside? So the Shemir Pekadon has such a taina. Do we really believe such a taina? I have a time we look at the Mishnah Matzah Kli because of the letter Kuf. If you find a Kli with the letter Kuf in it, we say carbon. That represents that what's in there is carbon. Carbon also can mean carbon can mean like literally for carbon, or it can mean just general. It could be for kachim. So either for kabanas, or which is kachim's beach, or for kachim in general for betha gabayas. Mem means meiser. Dalas means dimua. Dimua is a mixture, of course, of truma and chulin. We don't have a ratio of 100 to 1 to vatal to truma. It's called dimua. Tes means it's tevel. You assume the contents are tevel. Tuf, you assume the contents are truma. Why would they write tuf as truma? Because in the days where the Gaisha government did not allow to practice the dinim of the mitzvahs of the Torah, including truma, they would put tuf there as a reminder for themselves that it's truma. They don't want to write out the word truma. Point is that you're assuming the context in each kli, the contents in each kli are exactly like the representative letter, and you don't say that maybe it was changed, the contents were changed. So the chayav in our case too, the depositor should have the rights to claim back the stuff, the contents that are in the kli, that is the right size, that's in the right place of where he deposited. Amar le'Ravina Ravashi, v'lechashin shem v'pinah, Ravina says to Ravashi back, what do you mean? Are you not chayshish that the contents are emptied out and exchanged? Aim a safe, go to the safe of that very same Mishnah. A basi aimer, afilu matzachav is because for that truma, even if I'm in the barrel that says truma, outright. You could assume the contents are chulin. Shani Aimer, because I say ishtakadave malay chuma pina. It used to be full of chuma. At one point it was full of chuma, therefore you were chuma in it. But now you continue to use the same kli. It's like modern day kum. You have a container that's labeled with a product that either you've purchased or you labeled in your house, and then you switch the contents, you keep the old label on off, you don't switch the label. Same idea. The chuma, the label's there, but the contents were changed. So we see our basis exactly opposite. We do assume the contents were changed. Now the truth is a funny question. They ask the kasha for mishnah from the Tanakhama, and the Mara says it could not be true. He's saying the Tanakhama. We see observation. It's a machlekes. It's a machlekes. What's so complicated? This seems to be our shaila is a machlekes. That would simply be the simple eitza. It shouldn't even be like a shak or a tayah, a kasha teretz. It seems to be that whether you change the contents is a black white machlekes Tanakhama and Abasi. The answer to the chayyim is the first one bothered that how do you find makatsa katsa? Tanakhama was saying that we don't assume the contents changed at all, and Abasi is saying you could be makel even on a container that says truma. You don't have to be worried it's truma. You can assume that that's an old container with the word truma. It's sure not truma. How would they go? It's not typical that Tanakhama go makatsa katsa. Therefore, we must be missing something. Says the Gemara, Ela dekula alma chashin shem apinim. Let's talk and say everyone. Abasi. Of course, and even the Tanakhama, they both agree, Shema Pinan, that we do have at least a concern, at least a possibility that the contents of a kli were emptied and it's new product inside the kli right now. And therefore, our case of the depositor, he has no right to claim it for sure is because it's the same amount, because maybe it's he was given back his stuff and this is a new product. What's the mission over there? Marsav emis the pino michfar habikafar vidach emer ishtuli inami lefan cheshavke. The machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbeisi over there is in that Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. The machlekes is: do we say that since the label's still there, that's a proof? Meaning, everyone agrees that contents of a kli are sometimes emptied out and new things are put inside there. Shaila is: would he have for sure erased the word truma and the like? Would he have changed the label or not? Tanakhama says, yeah, if he's emptying the contents, he's for sure, or at least putting new stuff in, he's for sure going to change the label. And the fact that he didn't, that's indication that's still the old content. So yes, we are normally chayshish, people move these from kli to kli, but when it's labeled, you're not going to leave the label on. And everybody else knows, sometimes a person leaves the label on, and he actually has two reasons. Either because he forgets to erase it, says truma, and he forgets to take off the same truma, or he purposely wants the same truma, the fanchi and the shavke. Sometimes people are nervous about their stuff being stolen. Someone's going to come and steal his goods. If it says truma on it, ironically enough, the person, the ganef, who's not afraid to steal, but he doesn't want to steal truma. Truma he doesn't want to steal. So it's a way to protect the goods. So he's happy to leave the word truma on it, even though it's not truma, and therefore basically the fact that it has the label is not an indication. Tanakhama holds an indication, but they both really agree that it is normal to move contents from kli to kli, but to empty out a kli, and therefore in the case of the Shem Repakadon, the depositor would not have a claim. Yitzchak Reish Kalusa Bar Achse Derav Bibi have a kazum a kurtvila fa'aspamya. Yitzchak, he was the Reish Kalusa, and he was the son of the sister, so he was the nephew of Rabivi, and he was traveling from Kurtava to Aspamia. Shalchum Hasem Yitzchak Reish Glusa Barachzei to Rabivi, having caused him a Kurtava to Aspamia v'shachiv. They sent the message about this exact story that Yitzchak Reish Glusa was traveling from Kurtava to Aspamia, and he died. Now the shaila is: could whoever was his wife, could she assume that there's only one Yitzchak with this name, and that's her husband, and therefore she's about to get married? Or are we concerned that maybe there's two people with the same name? Michashim l'shrei Yitzchak Aitlai. Are we concerned for two Yitzchaks, or are we not concerned for two Yitzchaks? That's Gemara. Abaya Amar Chashinan. Abaya says, we are Cheshish. Rav Amalei Chashinan. Rav says, we are not Cheshish. Amar Abaya. How do we know? Rav Abaya says, we are Cheshish for two Yitzchaks, and he won't allow to get remarried. Rav says, we are not Cheshish. Amar Abaya Amar Amila. How do we know we are Cheshish? That he gets the dash takach ben adai. There's a get that was found in our day. Uchsev, and it said on the get, Bitsar Kolana Masa, next to the city of Kolonia, Andrelinai Nardai, I, Andrelinai of Nardai, Patris Kasarechis, yes, Polonius Insi. I'm releasing, divorcing so and so my wife. Vishal Avud the Shmuel Kamei Rabbi Yudanasiya Vishalach Le Tibadik Nardai Kula. And the father, Avud the Shmuel, sent to Rabbi Yudanasiya that what's the halach over there, meaning do we have to go check to see that there's no one else with the same name? And the message sent back from Yudanasiya was, yes, go check to make sure there's no one else with the name Andrelinai. Then you can give the get to the woman who lost the get. This guy was found next to whatever it was. and she's claiming she dropped from her, you're able to return it to her only if there's no other under the knife. If there's another person the same name, then we're concerned that maybe this wasn't her get, this was the get from the other person. We see very clearly that there was only one person known with this name, and still b'cheshesh, so too, Abaye Azariah, that by this Rabbi Yitzchak Eish Galusa, who was living in Cordoba, traveling to Aspamia, maybe there was someone else with the same name, and therefore we still have to be chayshish. So the first point out that it's a big chiddush to say, and the case where we have it would seem to indicate that this was indeed the case. But the edus was this is the Yitzchak from Eish Galusa traveling from Cordoba to Aspamia. It's not just a name; it's very specific. First of all, Eish Galusa. Second of all, traveling from Cordoba to Aspamia. What are the odds that someone was traveling, someone else with the same name at that same time? That's really much, much, much less of a chashash. Some talk want to say take that part out. That wasn't part of the testimony. Happened to be that was the story, that was the metzias, but the testimony just was that Yitzchak died. This person named Yitzchak died, and the question was with someone else, Yitzchak with the same general name. That was the shayla. But if the edus included the fact that they're traveling, someone would say avada, then we wouldn't be chashash that there's someone else in the same scenario that's also traveling and died in the same spot. Then avada, we wouldn't be concerned. Okay, says Gemara, that's Abaye Azariah, that we're concerned for two people with the same name. Rav Amar, Rav says emisa. Once you concern people with the same name, you have to call him. You have to call him by. Why they only check for Andrel Noi from Nardai? Why don't you be doing Maseir say they should check? Or you doing a CSA check for Andrei in the Gansavelt? Ella. You know what really happened? Really, there's no need to check at all. Unless you know there's another person with the same name, you don't have to be cheshish. So why do you say to check? He sent back a message. If Abu Dishmul asked such a question, he sent back a message that, you know, Yishtak should check just to be safe. But really, make it, you don't have to be concerned. He's only doing it as covet of Abu Dishmul. Really, we don't have to be concerned for someone else in our day with the same name. Amar Rava. But no, I mean, Rava says, now, what do I know? So Abaye said, I know that you are worried from the story with this get that was found with the name of Andrew Lanoi from Nardai. So over there, Avud Shmuel said you have to check, and Yudin Nasiyah said too you have to check, and Rav is fucking saying, nah, Yudin Nasiyah was just giving cover to Avud Shmuel, really don't have to check. But how does Rav know that Yitaka aren't Cheshish for two people with the same name? How did Cheshtarish Nafka Mechuzah? There were two Shtaris that went out to Mechuzah, two credit notes that went out to Mechuzah, Uchsibhu, Chavi Barnani, Barnani Bachavi. And it was written on them, Chavi Barnani, Nani Bachavi, Va'agbabu Rabba Barvua, Zuzin. And Rav Avua collected payments to this Chavi and this Nani, he allowed them to collect payments based on these shtaras. Now, for Chavi Bernani, Bernani Bachavi, clearly those are popular names, right? Notice this, one was named Chavi Bernani, one was Nani Bachavi. Obviously the name Chavi and Nani were very popular names in this town. So Mechuzah Shechitub, there are many people that those names in this town, and Rav is still allowed for the collection in this place. Rav Bavua allowed for the collection. So what do you see? Says Rava. You see, for Rav Bavua, we're not cheshish. Two people with the same. We're not cheshish for two people with the same name, even by monetary matters. Since this guy's holding the shtar and has his name, it's good. Let him collect it. So too by get. We shouldn't be concerned. Says Gemara. Abaye says back. What's he going to answer? He's saying very chilik. Lamai. Nechesh. Over there by monetary, top of Kuftaz Anamelf. Over there by monetary shtaris, what's the concern? Elon Afila, that the lender dropped the shtar. Very unlikely. Mrs. Arbe. This shtar is his token, it's his money to is his right to collect back his money. Very unlikely the lender would drop his shtar. So that's not really such a concern. Either because that Elmai concern that it was given to the person trying to collect now, it was with his name, it was given to him as a Pekadon for safekeeping, but it really doesn't belong to him because it's someone else with the same name. Would the fellow, the lender, who's owed the money, would he give someone with the exact same name the shtar to watch? Of all people to watch it, you don't want to pick someone with the same name because that guy could theoretically go and collect it. Kivin the Shamikishmei, La Afkime, Avada, since they have the same name, he would never give it to him as Pekadim. So the fact that this guy's holding it, that's his name, indicates that it's probably his. My Amrit, what are you going to say, Muslim, maybe it was given as a present, meaning maybe the lender, real lender, gave over the shtar to this person holding it who happens to have the same name. He gave it over to him as a gift. And what's the question? That's fine too. The Mer's assumption is it was given over as a gift, but there wasn't a kinyan done. He just gave him over the shtar, but there wasn't a maisa kinyan done. So therefore, this new guy, maybe it's not the original lender, it's a new lender. The new lender should not be able to collect because he wasn't really kinda, this new holder of the shtar wasn't really kinda the shtar and shouldn't be able to collect. Maybe that's your chash, says Abaye, Isis and Masira. That's not a problem because he is kinda. If you want to be makna shtar, just give over the words, give over the paper with the shtar, and the one who takes hold of the shtar is takar kaina. So by the monetary case, the reason why we allowed to collect it, because we're not really concerned that A, that it fell, and B, we're not concerned that it was given over as a pekadon or as a gift. But over here, by get, we still have to be concerned. That's a bias deflection of Rava. Rava's Raya. How you get the Dasha with Surah? Now, there must be an interesting case where there was a get in Surah where Abaye and Rava will have a role of reversal. Abaye is going to say over here, I'm not Cheshish for another person the same name. And Rava is going to say over here, punk in this case, I am Cheshish at the someone with the same name. Let's see. There was a get that was found in Surah. Uksiv Behach, again, the get was found in Surah, and in the get it was written, Besura Masa in the city of Surah, Anan Bachia of Nar. Nardai, key, that's going to be a key detail because we have someone else, Anabachir somewhere else. Anabachir of Nardai, Pachas Rechas Planis Inzu. I have given a get and divorced, I've released and divorced my wife. Ubat, so and so my wife. Ubat Grabanam Surah Banadai, and the Acham checked from Surah to Nardai. Remember, the get was found in Surah, and the name of the person in the get was Anabachir from Nardai. So they checked from Surah to Nardai. Flahavi Anabachir Achrina, Levar, Anabachir Mechagra Davin Benardai. There were no other people named Anabachia from all the checking, from all the way from Surah Adai, except for one fellow named Anabachia, who was really from a place called Chagra, but he happened to be right now residing in Nardai. Vasasadi, Amran, the Edu came and said, Do Yamakiach Tavo Gita, the date the get was written, get us the date on it. The date that get was written, Anabachia Mechagra Gabanave, Anabachia was with us in Nardai. Where was the get written? The get was written in Surah. They found the get in Surah. And it said in the get, we said before, Besura Masa, in the city of Surah, I so-and-so from Nardai are divorcing my wife. So clearly the get was written in Surah on a certain date, and the Edom testify that this second Anan Bachia from Chagra was in Nardai on that date. He wasn't in Surah. Says Gemara, Fasu Sadi Bamri, Tu Yam the Kirta Vogita, Anabachia, Mechagra, Gaban Havi, he was with us in Nardai. So Amar Bayabai, he says, Afladidi, even I who are typically concerned for other people, and over here you have someone with the same name, but we found one person with that name, and he's accounted for. Damina Chashin, I know we say Chashin, Hachle Chashin, over here we're not going to be Chashish. Takami Sadi Benadai Avi, because Edom is saying he was in Nardai, Nardai is too far from Surah, there's no way that he was able to be in Surah the day the get was written if Edom say he was in Nardai. My boy Basura, how could he have been in Surah for the get? Obviously, it's the one and only Anan Barchia that we have left, the one from Nardai, that's the one they wrote the get. Amar Rav says, on the contrary, even though I normally have not Chesh by the way, the typical case of Shas is Yasef and Shimon, that's why we use that expression, even though I'm normally not Chesh for two Yasef and Shimons, two different people with the same name, by the case of Yitzchak, he wasn't nervous, Rav. Over here, he's nervous. Why? He gives three reasons. First of all, Dilma Gamma Begamma Parach Azal. Maybe he went on a flying camel. Meaning, you're saying Surah Ramanadai is too far. Maybe he had a mean transportation. He had a means of transportation, the original Concorde plane. He had a way of traveling that was much faster than usual. So normal people can't get up to Surah Ramanadai, but maybe he did, which is a funny, an unusual, essentially, we don't really mean, I don't think we mean literally a flying camel, but a camel that went extremely fast, exceedingly fast, much faster than the normal pace, perhaps. Inami, Pekvitsa. Or maybe he got there through Kvitsa, through jumping. The first one explained, Rashi says, what does that mean? It means jumping with the Shem Hashem. It means maybe use Shem Hashem, use Kaicha, special powers, to travel from Nardai to Surah. Inami, these are very interesting svaras. Rav is saying that over here I'm Cheshish for two people with the same name. Why? Because even we know the guy exists, and although he was in Nardai, and the guy was written in Surah the same day, it's possible he got it from one place to the other, either via these wild avinus, Gamma Parcha, or these wild possibilities, I should say, or via using Shem Hashem. Third one is the simplest one, Inami Mili Masar. He made a shliach. He was talking Nardai, but he made a shliach that the get should be written on his behalf in Surah, and they wrote the get in Surah. Kedam of Safra, V'chein excuse me, Afunu L'Safri, Ki Isnichu B'Shili, when you're in Shili, Kasu B'Shili, Afagav Demimsa Mili Behini, if you're writing a get, or any shtar in Shili, write that the shtar was written in Shili, even if the direction to write the get, the instructions, the authorization came from Hini, the place the person was in Hini, the get or the shtar is being written in Shili, write Shili, V'chizlinu Behini, and vice versa, when you're writing a shtar or a get in Hini, K'sayiv, Behini, right? Behini, Afagad Nusim Mil Bishili, even if the words are given over in Shili. So we see you write the location. So Rav's third deflection is, and this is the most stark one, is maybe this other Anamachia from Chagra was Takin Ardai, gave instruction that a get should be written in Surah, and therefore the get's written in Surah, and therefore we should be concerned. And Rav says, even though I'm not concerned, here where we have someone with the same name, I am concerned. Rav is concerned, and Abai is not concerned. Two points, one quick point, first of all, technical point. Taisa just points out, Hini and Shili were actually places that are very close to each other. Why? Taisa is a Klaraya, a little bit of a Chazara. We had the Gemara in Bav Metzia and Beitza. in Beit Zedav Chavei, where the Gemara says there of Huna b'Shabbat de Regilam, according to Tosis, second half Tosis, Regilam Mekasvili Mehini Lashili. They carry Rav Huna on their shoulders by Shabbos Regal from Hini to Shili. Obviously, if it's very far apart, not Mastavi, they carry from that place to one place to another. The fact they carried him must be it was relatively close. Hini and Shili, the places that close to each other. And Tosis says, and that's good for the Chiddush, even though they're so close, still you have to specify where's the Shtar written. The direction may have come from Hini, but you got to specify the Shabbos in Shili or vice versa. Okay, point number one. Point number two is, but again, so Rav is deflecting this. Rav is deflecting Abaye's Raya. Rav is saying, not Abaye's Raya, Rav is deflecting and saying, even though normally I'm not chesh for two people, here where we know two people exist, even though their cities are too far apart to be there on the same day, maybe travel via the shame, maybe Gama Parcha, or maybe gave it over to Sichus. So the first Rebbe bothered, Taisa already has the Kasha, other Shem as well, Taisa right before this, that Rav himself and Makkas specifically is not Cheshish Lekama Parcha. What's the case over there? The case over there is by Edom Zayman. You have Edom Zayman testify, Edom testify that something happened in a certain place, and other Edom come and say that they say, Manu Yisim, you were with us in a different location on that day, and that location is too far away for the Edom to be where they say they were, to say testimony. So they're saying they saw testimony in Australia. The other Edom came and said, on that very same day, close to that time, the 4 hours from the time that you're saying, you were with us across the world, North America. There's no way you could have been in both places. The Gemara says, no, that the Edom, maybe Dilma Gama Parcha, maybe there was a camel that goes really fast, a flying camel that get them there in a fast way. Is that enough to be Edom Zayman? Meaning, the Edom are, right, is that enough to be Edom Zayman saying that you were with us 4 hours earlier, at a place far away. So it's, you're not mamish saying at the moment the Edom are testifying that they weren't there, but you're testifying that they were somewhere else in enough time that it would be impossible for them to be there at the time they saying they were there. Is that enough? That was the Gemara Shalvi Makkas, the beginning of Makkas. So the Gemara discusses, are we Chesh Vagama Parcha? And Rava says, about the not, we are not Chesh Vagama Parcha. Here Rava is saying, we are Chesh Vagama Parcha. It's a stira in Rava. I'll say, frek the Rishonim and Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos, the first answer is that over here there's more of a chashash. Why? For Gama Parcha, unbelievable. Like Gama Parcha it's a unique case, but it's a possibility. Speedy car these days, speedy jet, back in the day, speedy animal. It was a possibility, but it's unusual. So to be chashash, times are not chashash. But when it comes to someone messing up an Aisha's status with her husband, remember, because if he gives her a fake get, she goes out, she gets you married, she goes, us the husband, there could be a when we're worried about people playing games, people making tricks, if someone really wants this Aisha's ish to be taken out of her husband, he'll find a way to get a Gama Parcha. So over here with Chayshish, whereas over there with Edom, stop saying Edom, we're not Chayshish Gama Parcha. That's the first Eretz. The second Eretz is that really Enochanami, really Gama Parcha is not the main Svara. Gama Parcha is not the main Svara, neither is using the Shem Hashem. The main Svara is Mili Memerson is the main Svara, that it was given over Shlichas, right? But once we have that Svara, we throw in all the other possibilities as well. But Enochanami, on that Svar alone, I'm sorry, you know, that wasn't Tosfos, I take it back. That wasn't Tosfos, that was one of the other, that's the Ramban. The Ramban says that. The Ramban says that the main Svar is Mili was given over as a Shlichus, that's the main Svar. The other Svar is Gamla Parcha, Shem Hashem, that was thrown in as an extra. Those are first and second, those were not the main Svars. Tosfos does say a second Teretz. Tosfos' second Teretz is, and this is the Teretz Ramban takes issue with, Tosfos says that over there by Edom, there are Edom around. The Edom that are being accused of being Edom Zaymim. What was the Aegis said against them? You were with us in a different place with it 4 hours earlier, and the trip to get from where you were from where you were with us to where you say testimony is takes 8 hours. There's no way you could have been there. If the Aegis had a Gamla Parcha that took him, they should have spoken up and said, we had a Gamla Parcha. Over there, Makkas, the reason why Rav says we don't rely on Gamla Parcha on a speedy camel is because why did the Aegis say it? If the Metzias was that they had a Gama Parcha, Edom should open the mouth and said it. So over there, we don't suspect, we're not going to assume there was no Gama Parcha because otherwise they would have said it. Over here in our case, the question is whether or not we have to be worried that there's someone else with the same name that this other person reached this town, and we don't know. So we have to be worried for Gama Parcha. So I don't want to make the claim or not make the claim, if we have to be worried. So essentially, we are concerned for Gama Parcha, according to this answer of Tei Second Teretz. It's just that over there, Makkas, since the Edom themselves didn't say the Taina, it must be not true. Ramban asks on this Teretz, we have a kal called Vitzilo Eda. It's our job to try to save people from getting capital punishment. In the case we're discussing over there, let's say the Edom, we're going to be sentenced to capital punishment for Edom Zazama for not being there. Are you going to tell me that there's an opportunity to save the Eid Zemim by saying Gamma Parcha, which is Rav's Shita over here, that we say Gamma Parcha, but over there we didn't say it because they didn't tie it. So because they didn't tie it, we're going to kill them. It doesn't, it's not Mastavar, that fits in line with Vitzilo Eda. Our job is to go out of the way to come up with Tainus to try to save their lives, not to hide Tainus from them. The fact that they didn't tie it, if such a Tainus is available and could save the lives, Avad, we'd have to say it. Therefore, Rabban does not get the second teretz. And again, Rabban, we spoke before already, answers that we're talking about the main teretz was the mili, was the shlichus, and the other teretz of Gamma Parcha and Shem Hashem were more of a extra. Okay. Says them more further. May have it. So we got a little sidetracked over here that with this story about people, two names, and Avi Chayish for two names, but we never really got back to the answer for the depositor who deposited the sesame seed and the Yestezaf. We were discussing that case. The depositor left over the sesame seeds by his friend, and the guy claims that he gave it back, the Shemir B'Kadin, and the depositor says, no, I can tell you there's this amount in that Kli over there in that spot, and that still does exist. The Shemir B'Kadin is saying, I emptied yours and I put mine in. So what's the halacha there? Mahavela de Shemshibi. Rav Yehma Amar Lechashin and Rehmer says, we're not concerned, we're not chashish that it was emptied and refilled with the same amount. Rather, we assume it belongs to the depositor and he's able to claim it and take it away. Whereas Ravina Amar Chashin and we are chashish that maybe it was emptied and replaced. And Taka Hilchasa Chashin and we leave the product by the Shemit B'Kadin and the depositor needs a better proof that he never took it back because Mechashish that he was giving back his stuff and this is new stuff inside the same container and therefore the depositor cannot collect. Okay, we said in the Mishnah Ketata Ben Avina. We said that if there's fighting between husband and wife, then when she comes back and says she's divorced, we don't believe her. Says Amar, Hechem Ketata Ben Avina. What does it mean when we say Ketata Ben Avina? What type of fighting are we talking about? What's an example of fighting? I'm reading Shmuel by Meris Labala Gershani, where we know that she said to her husband, give me a get. Divorce me. So if it's holding by that, then when she comes back and testifies that he died, we're not going to trust her. Says the Gemara, unbelievable line. Kulanami Amiachi. Everyone says that. Everyone says that. That actually, they actually say one of the one of the big instructions that the counselors give these days in marriage, and there's also rules of how to fight fair. That if Chalila, the couples have to get, and they don't always agree on everything. If they're going to get into disputes, the one thing that should never come up, it shouldn't be in the lexicon, are these words. But apparently, it's maybe a more modern day approach. But these words of even throwing out such a shyness of gerish and divorce should never ever be in the lexicon. It should even be, it's a bridge. Obviously, sometimes Nebuch marriages do come to that. But the point is, it should never be in the lexicon. It shouldn't even be part of a conversation. It should be a red line. No one even brings that up, that concept up. Anyway, but over here, apparently, maybe that was something women used to do when they got angry, and they didn't mean it. The point of the really is that she clearly doesn't mean it. She loves her husband. In a moment of anger, she says, give me a get. That's going to be a proof that when she comes back and says he's died, she's lying. She was happily married. Just because she said, the Gemara is essentially asking, just because she says, give me a get, doesn't mean she's not happily married. Just to put it in perspective. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ella by Meris Labala Gershani. The case where she told the husband, you have given me a get. You've already divorced me. That's the case where she claims husband already divorced. Ask the Gemara 1 second. When a woman makes such a claim, we have a member from Ramnuna. She's believed. The Hamnaim and Ravuna. Ramnuna, why do you have to believe her now that her husband died? She's believed, if she had said to her husband, you divorced me, she said in the face of her husband, you divorced me, she's believed, Amar Rav Amnuna, Isha Malabala Gershani Namanis, Chasakan Isha Meiz Mephanel Feabala. A woman who says to her husband, you divorced me, she's believed, Chazaka, a woman would not be Meiz Penel Feabala. So it seems like, the simple types of the words are, that it's Chazaka, that she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie to her husband, who knows, he knows if he gave her a get, she wouldn't have the audacity to lie to his face and say, you gave me a get. So therefore, she's believed to say she received a get. That's a simple touch. There are those who want to say that she wouldn't be made panefe bala, not because of the shakrana shabai, but because of the ramifications. Making that claim and saying she's mutz to get married, and us believing her that she indeed is divorced, even though she's not, will mean that every time she has relations the rest of her life she's living as eshes ish in sin, ba'aveira, we're not chayshish a woman would be with sin, would do avera so stark. That's again, the words are fit more with the first way, that's pashata, a chutzpah, we don't believe she has the chutzpah, but some say that mean the chutzpah to lie, others say it's not the lying shabbai, it's the ramifications of the lie. She's going to be over nisser every time she has relations afterwards. Okay, by the way, she's believed. So you're telling me that she said to her husband, you divorced me, that's the ketata, but that she's believed she's talking divorce according to that. Gemara says no. But Mary says, shanim plenty, plenty. The case was, but she gave too much detail. She said to the husband, you divorced me in front of so-and-so and so-and-so, and they were baduk. They asked so-and-so and so-and-so, and they said it never happened. So we see that she's a woman that's happily claiming. She's not saying, give me a get. She's claiming she got the get already. She's spreading word that she got the get. She received the get, even though she didn't. She's obviously doing it because she has major issues, and she wants to be out of the marriage. So she's claiming she has a get, even though she doesn't. So such a woman, that's called Ktata, and if she comes back and says she hasn't died, we're not going to trust her. My time is the Ktata. Why Taka don't we trust her? She lies. She lies. She wants to get out of the marriage, she's just going to lie. And Sibasha says, no, not because she's just outright lying, but because she wants out of the marriage, she'll be faster to just say in a scenario where it looks like he was about to die, hey, he's already dead. She'll just assume right away that he was dead already, even if he wasn't. What's the chilkut team? Whether it's we're scared she's lying outright, or she's just a dummy. She's just making wrong assumptions, but she's not mamish lying. Top of a base, the argil hu ktata. If he made the fight, then even though they're fighting, very interesting idea. Even though they're fighting, and she, remember, we just had the cases where she made up the story about this get. But the point is, if he was one that started the fight, there's a deeper underlying assumption, she doesn't really want to be divorced. We had a bunch of blood ago that Isha wants to be married much more than the man, right? She'd be married to anyone, right? Top of Mesa of Tandu and Mesa of Amalusa, she'll even marry someone, as the Gemara discusses, maybe not Mumu Kashchin, but close to that, she'll marry down just to be married. So a woman wants to stay married. So if he started the fight, even if she engaged and she did things which would seem to indicate she's in a fight with him, if he started the fight, then there's an underlying assumption that she may still want to be married. And therefore, to say that she would outright lie about the fact that he died, that wouldn't be a concern. To say that Bidadami, that would still be a concern. I mean, those that take that off being, by the way, exactly the opposite direction, but we'll go this way. That if the concern was just Bidadami, that she makes a wrong assessment when the husband died, and she's in this quasi-fight, but he started it, but the dummy is taka still a concern. But the concern that maybe she's the outright lie, that's taka not even a concern, because she didn't start the fight, and therefore we assume she would overall rather stay married. Ibailu. Eidecha b'ktatamau. Similar to the shayla we were discussing when we started off today, about Eidecha b'mechama. Is Eidecha going to say that the husband died, Eshas b'chama? Same shayla is now Eidecha b'ktata. When there's a fight, Eidecha says husband died, do we say she's not believed, Eidecha is believed, or not? Eidecha is also not believed. Mau. Explains the Gemara. The reason why Eidecha is only believed, which is the most of the Mishakar, something which is destined to be revealed, Eidecha is not going to lie, and therefore here too you want to lie because it's Hachanami, because it's destined to be revealed. Aydilma, to be revealed if it comes back alive, of course. Aydilma, time of Eidecha, Mehemin, the reason why Eidecha is Mehemin is Mishundi Dakamitsa, because we lie that she's going to be Medayik. She's gonna be careful and do investigations before she gets remarried. Since there's a fight, they're fighting, therefore we're concerned that she's not gonna investigate, and therefore we can't trust the Eidecha. The Eidecha is only being believed in tandem with her investigations. Over here, we're concerned she's not going to do investigation, but we can't believe the Erechad, therefore take you, we leave the Shaila unresolved. It sounds exactly like the same Shaila. It basically is, word for word, the way we describe the Shaila by Erechad bin Mechama. What's interesting, Edomar is leaving a take you. What's interesting is that I want to say it's the Ramban, and maybe it's the Riff, I forgot where I saw it wrote down, but some of the Rishonim, they split between the Anhaga by the take you over here, by the case of Erechad b'Ktata and Erechad b'Mechama, even though they seem to be the exact same Shaila, and the Mar means that Stadim is the same. Is it a word of he's believed because there's more people to view him as a liar, or is it about that he's relying on her investigations? Same exact two sides to the equation, yet Lemaisa Machmer in one case and not Machmer in another case. Interesting idea in some of the Rishayim. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Amer La'ilam Enet. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that we don't believe her that her husband's dead unless she comes. We need circumstantial evidence. We need her to come back, torn clothing, tattered clothing, crying. Then we say that her husband died. Otherwise, we don't trust her. Says the Gemara. According to you, a smart woman who knows what the optics, she knows how to act, she knows how to put on the show, she'll be considered but to get married. And a woman who's not so suave like that, she won't be able to get married. Does that make sense? Rather, we don't go based on these. I don't call them artificial, but these outwardly displays of Avelus. We don't base it on that. Rather, in both cases, the issue is never to say her husband died. Hayit's the story time. Hayit the Isla Medina. There was a woman that came to Bezdin to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Bezdin. She wanted to testify her husband died. So they gave her a heads up. Amrila said to her, "Safti balich kari manich sisri mazich. Cry over your husband. Tear your garm. Your begadim and." Sisri Mazeh, mess up your hair. Make yourself look disheveled. Meaning, make yourself look like you're an Avelis. If you want to, you got to sell it. Make sure it looks like your husband died. So, Aluma Shikra, Al Fua Shikra, are they teaching her to lie? What's going on here? Are they teaching her to lie? Says Mar, no. Inu Karbanas Filei, the best of you, that you don't even need to have those simanim. You don't have to look like you're mourning. When she comes and says her husband died, we believe her. However, they just told her, do this in order that Rabbi Yehuda should should be matred. Sorry. The woman was going to the Bezin of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chamim gave her this heads up before she got to the Bezin. Because apparently Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's Bezin, he yelled, you have to have these simanim of Avelis in order for her to be believed her husband died. So they gave her advice how to win in the court of Yehuda, but they're not teaching her Shekhar because they themselves held that she's mutter anyway. That's the Gemara's Shekhar Vatayah. Big Chiddush comes out of the Miwi, that let's say a person knows that a more Chashav Rav, Pesach, Bezin, like the ultimate Bezin, Bez Nagadol, or in a city, the city Rav, the Gadol, Paskins a certain way, and he's going to his local Bezdin, his local Rav, to ask the Shaila, and he's not sure how they're going to Paskins, so they may be either unaware of the Psak, or they may not agree with it, but he knows that if he presents it in a certain way, he'll be able to achieve the Psak that stims with the Bez Nagadol, with the greater Rav of the city. He's able to present it, which is almost like manipulate the way he presents the case in order to achieve the psak he wants, because since there is a greater God to pass that way, what's the raya? Agamara. Agamara is a raya. The Chamim gave an eitz to this woman to make sure Behuda paskins that her husband's dead. She wasn't going to go in that way, and Behuda wouldn't paskin that her husband's dead, but because the Chamim hold that it's Pasha that we trust her no matter what, so they gave her an eitz to make sure that even Behuda was going to trust her, or Behuda's court was going to trust her. Okay. Says more further. Says the Mishnah, I should say. So it's a very interesting Gemara from here to the Bible. It goes rather quickly. Basically, we focus on two stories. That we said in the prior mission, that woman comes back and says her husband died, and she's believed, is only in the identical story that they once had. We'll say, speak out the story now. A bunch of people, the Gemara's going to quote in a few lines, a bunch of people went out to the fields, and 10 people went to the fields to the grains, to cut the grains, and one of them was bitten by a snake and died. And they told the wife did her inspection, and she said, that's what you found out, husband died. And Bezin went to search afterwards to see if the words were true, and they found that the husband was dead out in the field. So they said, they said that a woman's believed to say her husband died without, even by herself, she's believed to say it. So now, Basil's quantifying, where he's, Basil's saying, where was this psak said? Only that exact story. Amalem Hashem Hashem says, no, Achazav Min HaKatzir, where they're coming from, the grain, grains, Achazav Min HaZesim, where they're coming from, the olive, pruning olives, Achazav Min HaBatzir, coming from pruning the grapes, Achazav Min Yedith Medina, also we come from one country to another. That was the story that happened, so he spoke about that case. Chazir Beis Hillel, not the first time we had this Pesachta, we recently had the case, we had a couple of cases recently, one of them that we always reference, of course, is the Chatzia V'Chatzim Chayrin, but we had a couple of cases in this Pesachta already, where we have Chazir Beis Hillel, Pesach Kibesh Amai. Beis Hillel was Chazir, he retracted, he reversed, and now he agrees with Beshamai that Taka, that no matter where the person is coming from, if he has, no matter where she's coming from, if she can testify that her husband died, she's believed. Tanya, according to you, maybe only wheat, not barley. According to you, maybe only the kaitzer ktsira of is the lashon used by grains, but the baitzer, which is the lashon used by grapes, maisik is used by olives, geider, which is used by dates, or eider, gathering, which is used by figs. All those cases, maybe it shouldn't apply. Avad, the logic doesn't make sense that should be. Ella, Maisa Jaya Bekatzer, Vuadin Lakulu, Achanami, Maisa Jaya Bais Medina, Vuadin Lakulu. Story happened with Kaitzer, but Vuadin, all these other types of cutting and pruning, same halacha would be. She came back and said her husband died. We believe her, number one. And number two, Vuadin, not just this Medina, even another Medina. The point is that was just a Maisa Jaya. We're not restricted to that Medina, we're not restricted to that scenario of plucking grains. Beis Hillel, this again, this is before Beis Hillel's Chazer. Our mission Beis Hillel's Chazer. But this is before Beis Hillel's Chazer. The Gemara would say, what's Rami Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel, Beis Medina, Shechi, Inshi, Mirsas. Medina, Cheres, Leish, Chi, Inshi, Leim, Mirsas. Beis Hillel's not even arguing it anymore about the Katsir and the basic Maisik. But he's saying, switching countries? In that Medina, that province, where there's people that would recognize, she's afraid. If from another province, where people won't even recognize, then she's not even afraid, and she'll testify, and therefore, over there, Shetaka wouldn't be believed. Beis Shammai says, Hachanami Sherasa. No, she's believed even from Medina to Medina, because there's many caravans going from one to the other, and therefore, if she's lying, her lie will get caught, and therefore, she's afraid there too. Maisa Shaya, what was the Maisa Shaya? My Maisa Shaya. Amar Vidam, Amar Shmuel. Shalfik Tir Chitin Havu. This was the end of the wheat harvest days. 10 people went to go cut the chitim. And a snake bit one of them, right? Very, very unfortunate, but an understandable scenario that a snake was slithering amongst the grains, and they couldn't see it. And he went and bit one of them, and he died. His wife came and told Bezdin, and they sent out people to check out if that happened, and they found she was correct. At that moment, they said, a woman who says, my husband died, can get remarried. Mace. Bali, says, yeah, Moshe, the husband died, and there's no children, she could do Yibam. That's when they established the halacha. So Basil had assumed halacha is dafka in this case. Bishamay says, no, about this any similar case, and Basil ultimately acquiesced, he agreed to Bishamay. Name it. Let us say we have a very similar story. Let us say Reb Chanan and Akavir Rabbanim be puked to the Beisham Bezil Kamifiki. This machlekes, the story is not similar. I should say it a little different. The machlekes, whether we have, when we have a lacha that relates to a story, whether it's dafka, the exact same story, or anything similar, that Beisham Bezil argue in our Mishnah, it parallels a similar type of machlekes in the following verse. The time you learned, Leisa Adam, Mechatas, Vevechatas. Person shouldn't travel, shouldn't take with him Mechatas, Vevechatas, 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 and take them across the Yarden with a boat, or a ship, nor should he even stand on one side of the river and throw them across, nor should he float them across, nor should he ride them across an animal even, or his friend, while holding them. The idea of all these things are, there's going to be, we'll get to the punchline, there was a story where they travel with a boat, with these kachem on the boat, and they found at the end of the trip, that there was some ksais of a mace, adhere to the bottom of the boat, which rendered all the whole entire boat tummy to his maze, which passed the kachim. So because that they were geyser not to transport with a boat, nor even with things that resemble a boat, floating on top of the water, a person being on someone's shoulders or animal shoulders that are walking across the water, you can't transport it that way. Unless it's being held by a person whose own feet hit the ground, there's no floating, that doesn't resemble a boat. Aval, you know what you could do? Mavirim al gesher. You could bring them across via the bridge. Echad Yardin, Vechashanaris, whether it's the Yardin, whether it's Sharnaris, that you could bring across the over the Yardin with the bridge, because that doesn't resemble a boat at all. Achneme Kivaimer, Le'amr Liardim Esfina. The Gzero is only said by a Yardin, the Yardin River, no other rivers, and in a boat, in the Sfina. Not these other cases of an animal, a person. Because my Shaya, like the story that took place. So it seems like Rav Chanan and Akavi is saying the Gzeir is Dafka in that set scenario. And Tanakam is saying anything which is similar, Lema Rabbanan is Dami Kibishamai. Kumai Sashaya. Like the story that took place. Lema Rabbanan Dami Kibishamai. Let's say the Rabbanan are like Beishamai. Rav Chanan and Akavi, Dami Kibishamai. That's got to be the exact same scenario. Gemara says no. Amilach Rabbanan, Afanan, Anan. Darminan afk beisil. We could even go to beisil. Why? Ad kalikam beisil hasam el shem demirsis. Over there by the edus, the isha saying her husband died. It's a verdict of whether she is scared to lie, scared to be exposed as a liar. So bekarav b'makam karav mirsis, makam marchalikam mirsis. If the city is close by, the medina is close by, she's afraid people expose her. Far away, she's not concerned. Hacha mali yardin mali shanaris. What should be the difference in yardin anaris if we're concerned about a ksais and mace on the bottom of the boat? Makes no difference which sea, which body of water we're in. Even though I said exactly it should be the same ma'isa, I'm not tafkel like Basil. I can be like Bishamai by the case of the isha claiming her husband died. Why? Because a woman's daika mitzvah. Since she's daika mitzvah, she's careful. She inspects before she gets married. Therefore, that's when we said we matter to get married on a testimony that her husband died. Mali makam meaning, and even though the story happened in the grain field with a snake, who cares? Mali makam karev, mali makam rachak. It's the word of nemanis. We trust her. Ha'acham mishem ma'aseh shaya. Over here, it was based on ma'aseh shaya with the boat. B'yardim nisfinu da ma'aseh gazer rabbanan. There was a story that happened. Rabbanan gazer because of the story. Not that we're so chesh it's going to happen again. So they were gazer only the exact same scenario. Sharanaris lavim ma'aseh like gazer rabbanan. But other scenario, other places which didn't have the same story, the rabbanan were not gazer. See two more lines. My ma'aseh shaya. What was the ma'aseh shaya? Damar v'damar rav. Ma'aseh shaya ba'adam she'em maver mechatas ve'vechatas v'yardim nisfinu. There was a story of a person was transporting mechatas. Sorry. I said it was kachim, my bad. It was paraduma waters and afer paraduma, the paraduma ashes, viyardim vesfina. It's terrible loss. They lost the paraduma ashes and paraduma waters because they found a gzais of the mace attached adjacent to the bottom of the boat. At that moment they said a person shouldn't transport mechatas or efechatas in a boat over the biyardin in a boat. So the question is, how far do we extrapolate from there? Does it also mean does also mean other rivers? Does it mean other types of modes of transportation? That's the machlekes. That's based on this story, machlekes from Chanan and Akavia and Tanakama. Pause over here. We'll have another shiur later today to cover Shabbos's.